A 49-31 victory for the Alta Aurelia girls over Storm Lake St. Mary's. And up here to recap it is Adam Rapp, Warriors coach. And Adam, an 18-point win, the final score says, but it was much closer than that, as this St. Mary's team fought you tooth and nail before you opened things up down the stretch. Your overall thoughts, first of all, on this winning effort?
Proud of the girls, obviously, for coming out and getting a big win at a nice venue. We enjoy coming over here and playing anytime that we can. Dating back not just to this season, but last couple seasons, I know it's been a kind of a rivalry game between Alta Aurelia and Storm Lake St. Mary's, and we knew coming in tonight that we would get their best shot. And at halftime we were only up five, and it was a back and forth game. And like you said, the game was closer than the score might indicate. We were fortunate there in the fourth quarter to be able to build on that lead. We got hot from the outside. We're able to force back-to-back turnovers, hit back-to-back threes. Anytime you can do that, separate yourself late in the game, that puts a lot more pressure on the other team. So we were fortunate to do that tonight.
He led by six going into the fourth quarter. St. Mary's quickly made it a four-point game, but you outscore them 17-3 the rest of the way. And you spoke of those back-to-back threes there in the fourth quarter, coming courtesy of our Wells Ag Supply of Fonda player of the game, 19 points, Micah Barnes. That's a senior stepping up.
No, Micah did a real good job tonight. We started off, I think they focused on her a little bit. In their zone defense, they kind of understood where she was at. So some of our younger girls stepped up and did a good job as far as the scoring goes in the first half. That fourth quarter, I don't know what she had going into the fourth quarter.
She had 12 of her 19 in that fourth.
Yep, she lit it up. She lit it up in the fourth quarter, and that's what she does. I keep telling her, she's our. We have two seniors on the team. Obviously, J.C. Ottoman, our other senior, was hurt against St. Mary's. It was the second game of the year, and we lost her for the season. But she's done a real good job coming in, kind of being an assistant coach for us.
Right.
But like you were saying, Mike is our only senior, and I just keep telling her. When she gets frustrated at times, you have to keep shooting the ball. You're a good shooter. When a good shot comes to you, you got to take it. And she did it tonight. She had a couple big ones there for us.
Yeah, some of those younger players you were talking about. Mary Barnes hit two threes in the first half, and Lily Peterson getting you off on the right foot, scoring the first 7 points of this game.
Yeah, we've been as far as Lily goes. Lily's very, very athletic.
Yeah.
And the conversation with Lily this season has been, Lily, you got to attack. You got to attack. Tonight when we came out, she was on a 7-0 run by herself. She hit the opening three and then penetrated the lane twice and hit two nice little bunnies inside. And she did a great job for us there, kind of going outside of her shell. She has a lot of capabilities of doing a lot of great things, and sometimes you just got to get her motivated to do the right thing. And she did it tonight. She came out. Mary, I think, tonight had one of her best games this season. Early on in the game, Grace DePuma got some foul trouble. She picked up her third and fourth foul there in the third quarter. And Mary and Grace are kind of our double point guards. One plays the shooting, one plays the point. We kind of rotated depending on who's guarding them. And when Grace got in foul trouble, I just told Mary, I was like, you have to bring it up. You've got to be the point. The rest of the night, she did a great job with the pressure that they threw at her. She did a great job handling it. So proud of all of them, though.
Six threes he had, and Grace had one of those, and it came at a big time with a second or two to go in the first half to give you a little lift to put you up by five then at halftime.
That was huge. Going into halftime, we controlled the lead the entire first half, and St. Mary's came back and got it within two, almost took the lead themselves. And we ran that out-of-bounds play. And Grace, the last couple nights, has been off. But she's a good shooter. She's got to keep shooting it. And we ran a set play, and they left her open, and she drained it at the buzzer. And that was huge going in.
What about your defense tonight, if you can talk a little bit about that? Emily Ivey was on fire for the Panthers in the first quarter as she scored eight and wound up with nine for the rest of the game. So you clamped down on her, and holding Trisha Lenhart their most productive offensive player without a field goal tonight?
We're coming in tonight, we try to be very, very aggressive, whether we're playing zone or man. And the idea coming in tonight against her in particular was to keep her off the block, push her outside, make her uncomfortable was the idea, because we know she's a good ball player.
Yeah.
And we switched up the zones that we normally do, or normally what people are accustomed to seeing, and we went with that 2-3 and just packed the inside on her. So every time she would get it, we would initially double-team it. And that worked to our advantage very well. I didn't realize she didn't have a field goal tonight. That's very surprising. But I'm proud of my girls for how they played. And then initially, refresh my memory, scored 8 points in the first half for them.
Emily Ivy.
Yeah, Emily. She, when we went into halftime, that was my focus for the girls, because she'd take one step inside the 3-point line, and I think she drained her three in a row. Mm-hmm. And they were deep twos. And I told the girls, especially on the top of the zone, you've got to get out there and get a hand in her face, because right now she's dropping them. And the idea was coming out in the second half was to continue the backside help on the inside and to get a hand in her face and make somebody else score. And we were fortunate enough to come out and do that tonight.
What have you been stressing as a first-year head coach?
The biggest thing we've been stressing is, honestly, fundamentals and understanding the game of basketball, coming together as a group. We don't have a large team. We have a very young team, but we don't have a large team. We don't have a lot of numbers. So conditioning, obviously, is a big stress for us. Like I said, basketball fundamentals. But the big two things that I've focused on this year is team unity, getting used to playing together, and speed of the game. So many teams, the faster you can play under control, the more uncomfortable other teams get. And we want to play with that speed. And that's what we've been really trying to work on, is get faster and faster and faster. And hopefully we'll continue to do that. Tonight we struggled at times with it, but other times I felt like we enforced our will in that fourth quarter on how we wanted to play.
So. 7-5 now. You feel okay about where you're at?
I'm happy that we're 7-5. I'm not satisfied. The girls aren't satisfied. We've had a pretty good schedule. I feel like two or three games we let slip away, that we didn't play our best and we didn't play
our
potential.
Yeah, you've been in a lot of games. Yeah.
But I'm pleased where we're at. I like where we're going. We have a long way to go to get to where we want to be, but I'll take 7-5 right now.
And next up, the Warrior teams Friday will be at South Central Calhoun. A little bit of an extended halftime here, so Coach Adam Rapp of Alta Realty Girls, appreciate you giving us some minutes, and we'll be seeing you. Thanks again.
Thanks for having
me. Congrats
on
the win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.